This recording, South Africa 35, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, coming to South Africa, that was many generations before me. They all hail from Malaysia, Indonesia. What part of Malaysia, Indonesia is still to be found out? I suppose we could really source that as well. But we do come from, I think, more Java, Malaysia, Indonesia, you know, those areas. My mom's family stationed in Port Elizabeth. They came from the Malay Peninsula to Port Elizabeth. Some in Paarl, and my dad's family came to Cape Town. Growing up, we spoke an Afrikaans, and an Afrikaans like a Malay. We used to use terms, and we didn't even know that a banana, a pisang, is a Malay term. It's only just when I went to the UK, I went to England, and then I was talking to my, I wonder who is the pisangs. And then the Malay person was next to me and says, "Oh, you also know a pisang is a Malay term." So I said, "Yes, it's an Afrikaans term in South Africa." So he says, "No, it's a Malay. Pisang is Malay." I remember working there. There were pictures in his office with Buthelezi, a very young Buthelezi and a very young, you know, maybe Nelson Mandela and, you know, things like that in his office, pictures and things like that. The apartheid regime then wouldn't have really approved. Now, I don't want him to say my cooking is better than his wife, so I teach Shireen how to do my style cooking. So she says, now I'm also cooking like a Langhaar Bushman, you know. And we laugh about it. We laugh because she says, it's pointless making my style when my husband likes a different style of cooking. That's why I always give them a little something to take home because he likes that kind of cooking. He likes the oven fricadelle, which is also, you know, put in the oven with the yellow rice and the, that's like a verboti, but it's, that is not as spicy. That is now, my mom used to make it and he loves it. So I gave him some to take home, so he's now enjoyed it. Oh, it is so gevaarlijk lekker. Het is rechtig, rechtig lekker.